It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll check in with the Discover magazine editor about this month's top stories from the world of science.
First, around the world, someone dies of an alcohol-related death every 10 seconds. That's 3.3 million deaths annually, according to a new report out today from the World Health Organization on the health risks of alcohol consumption.
While addiction is oftentimes the biggest concern, when assessing the risks of alcohol, there are about 200 diseases associated with alcohol consumption, including liver cirrhosis and some forms of cancer.
While the report looks at the problem globally, it is an issue in particular with relevance to Wisconsin. Here in Wisconsin, we have the highest rate of binge drinking, according to the Centers for Disease Control, and general alcohol consumption is 30% higher than the rest of the country.
The economic cost here in Wisconsin comes out to about $6.9 billion a year, according to a recent study from the UW Population Health Institute. Here with us to discuss the public health impact of our heavy alcohol consumption is Maureen Buzalaki. She's Executive Director of Health First Wisconsin. Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this was an international report. A global report shows about half of the world's population drinks alcohol, averaging about 17 liters of pure alcohol a year. Roughly how much do we consume here in Wisconsin by comparison?
Well, our consumption rate is above both the national and international averages. For binge drinking, we're at about 23% of the population. And I believe internationally it's 16. So, you know, major, you know, difference. And our annual alcohol consumption is about 28% higher than the national average.
What are some of the biggest health consequences we see related to alcohol here in the state?
Well, you know, obviously there's death that happens from a variety of things, between accidents, as well as, you mentioned, health conditions. There's a lot of hospitalizations related to alcohol. And I mean, not, you know, having a glass of wine with dinner. We're talking about excessive alcohol consumption. Of course, a lot of folks have to go to treatment. There's a lot of arrests that are associated with alcohol, and of course, motor vehicle crashes.
What kind of toll economically? We mentioned that dollar figure from the Population Health Institute. How big a problem is this for our state's economy?
I think it's a pretty big problem. We've got an estimated almost $3 billion in lost productivity. So folks who aren't able to perform their jobs or they become disabled or unable to do their jobs prematurely. There's another $2 billion dollars in premature deaths, about $750 million in health care, and then you've got, you know, the criminal justice system, motor vehicle, human services. So, you know, it definitely takes a toll. In terms of taxpayers, we pay about $2.9 billion due to excessive consumption of alcohol.
The World Health Organization in that report is looking for a 10% reduction in harmful alcohol use by 2025. I want to talk about some of the specific things you're looking for here in Wisconsin. And let's start with the binge drinking you mentioned earlier. We're well above the national average there. What do you see as the best ways to target binge drinking in the state?
Well, we have an environment here in Wisconsin that encourages people to overconsume. So if you look at how many alcohol outlets we have compared, you know, both nationally and internationally, we're way out of bounds in terms of the number of places you can buy alcohol and the number of places you can consume alcohol in. So that's certainly something that local communities can be looking at. We also think it would be important that we change our laws so that if you're under the age of 21, you can't drink in public. So you can't be drinking, you know, at the bar when mom and dad are buying, you know, alcohol. A lot of restaurants and bars don't do that anyway, but I think it's important to set the norm so that we're making sure we're setting sort of the culture that it's not okay for kids to drink.
On a related note, while I was driving around the state, I saw a lot of communities had signs just this weekend about parents hosting parties where teens drink. How important is that as part of the anti-health risks of alcohol effort?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that certain seasons tend to, you know, we hate opening the paper and finding out that a carload of teenagers were killed because they were drinking at prom or graduation. And so a lot of communities have taken a concerted effort to make sure parents understand the risk. And I think almost 40 communities have passed laws that say if it's your property, you're also liable. So not only can you not supply alcohol to kids, especially kids not your own children, but that, you know, providing a place for them is also against the law. I think, you know, in Wisconsin, we have this sort of rite of passage, you know, everyone will be okay, we went through it. But I think the research has really shown that alcohol on a kid's brain is pretty dangerous. And we know in athletics that it takes quite a while for kids to have their brains actually return to normal after a binge drinking episode, which is why we find a lot of injuries on Mondays and Tuesdays after binge drinking on Saturdays.
With smoking, it seemed like a lot of the effort was concentrated among younger teens through high school, the idea being that if you can get them to not start smoking at that age, you're in good shape for the rest of their lives. Is there an age range that you're particularly targeting with the alcohol message?
Really, it's very similar. If you can keep alcohol out of a child's brain until they're 21, their chances of having an alcohol disorder go way, way, way down. And it has to do with the brain development. So it's important to keep that in mind as parents. And I think as we learn more and more about how alcohol impacts a child's brain, we, you know, will hopefully change our culture a bit so that we are supporting each other in that. And that, you know, teenagers are going to do risky things, but we need to do our best to prevent that and make it as safe as possible.
If you had a message for parents out there of kids in the tween through teen, maybe even into college age, what would that message be?
I think talk to your kids about this issue. I know it's a difficult kind of thing, but I think it's really important. And pay attention to what's happening in your community. We find that kids often mimic what their parents do. And, you know, it's important to make sure that they understand that it's really not okay to do the same things when they're under 21. There's really, there is a scientific reason why you have the age of 21 for drinking, because of the brain development. Now, granted, everyone's brain is a slightly different rate than that, but that's a great place to aim for.
Maureen, you and others have been sounding the alarm about binge drinking, drunken driving in Wisconsin for a while, and talking about our alcohol culture. Are people listening to the message? Are we starting to take this seriously?
I think a lot of folks are quite concerned about it. But I think there's a lot more that we can do. The legislature, you know, only passed one out of the 7 bills they were presented with this session. They didn't even really discuss sobriety checkpoints, which is known to be a great way to prevent drunk driving. So I think we have a long way to go in terms of taking it seriously on the state level. However, in the local communities, we're seeing a lot of change going on with athletic codes changing so that kids can't even be seen at parties where alcohol is served, to the social host ordinances, which I referred to earlier. And another piece is a number of communities are really looking at their alcohol density and trying to work through that, you know, maybe not every business needs to have an alcohol license to operate well in Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there for now. Maureen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Maureen Buzalaki. She's Executive Director of Health First Wisconsin. The World Health Organization released a report today detailing that 3.3 million people around the world die annually from alcohol-related deaths.